Of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at glutamate receptors and pain, and finally, a story about chronic back pain and abnormal brain chemistry. For HealthBeat, wishing everyone a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 576, recorded December 23rd, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A 2006 study published in the journal Seminars in Cell and Developmental Biology looked at the connection between the neurotransmitter glutamate receptors and pain. Pain is an important survival and protection mechanism for animals. However, chronic and persistent pain may be differentiated from normal physiological pain in that it confers no obvious advantage. An accumulating body of pharmacological, electrophysiological, and behavioral evidence is emerging in support of the notion that glutamate receptors play a crucial role in pain pathways and that modulation of glutamate receptors may have potential for therapeutic utility in several categories of persistent pain, including neuropathic pain resulting from injury and or disease of central, such as spinal cord injury, or peripheral nerves, such as diabetic neuropathy and radiculopathy, along with inflammatory or joint-related pain, such as rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. The review focuses on the role of glutamate receptors, including both ionotropic and metabotropic receptors in persistent pain states, with particular emphasis on their expression patterns in nociceptive pathways and their potential as targets for pharmacological intervention strategies. As always, discuss alternative healthcare methods with your doctor of chiropractic, along with nutritional questions. Surf to our show notes for links. A 2000 study published in the journal Pain looked at the relationship between chronic back pain and abnormal brain chemistry. The neurobiology of chronic pain, including chronic back pain, is unknown. Structural imaging studies of the spine cannot explain all cases of chronic back pain. Functional brain imaging studies indicate that the brain activation patterns are different between chronic pain patients and normal subjects, and that the thalamus and the prefrontal and cingulate cortices are involved in some types of chronic pain. Animal models of chronic pain suggest abnormal spinal cord chemistry. The authors of the study used MRI to measure relative concentration of the following chemicals: N-acetyl aspartate, creatine, choline, glutamate, glutamine, gamma-aminobutyric acid, inositol, glucose, and lactate in relation to the concentration of creatine. The results of the study show that chronic back pain alters the human brain chemistry. Reductions of N-acetyl aspartate and glucose were demonstrated in the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. Cingulate, sensorimotor, and other brain regions showed no chemical concentration differences. In chronic back pain, the interrelationship between chemicals within and across brain regions was abnormal, and there was a specific relationship between regional chemicals and perceptual measures of pain and anxiety. These findings provide direct evidence of abnormal brain chemistry and chronic back pain, which may be useful in the diagnosis and future development of more effective treatments. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Dr. Henry Link. We generate fears while we sit. We overcome them by action. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.